Thanks for joining me on episode 553 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Robert Farrington from thecollegeinvestor.com. I encourage you to be inspired to become a better steward through financial wisdom by listening to this show, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, with my friend Scott Mader.
But sometimes that just can't happen. It's just not possible. There aren't enough hours in the day. And you find yourself saying no to something that's very important because there's something else that has to happen instead. It's either more important or it's more pressing or there's something else going on.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about impacting the world by stewarding your time, I talk with you about why this expression is one that simply isn't true, what you should think about instead, and how to do things to rebalance the time that you do have.
As we talk about stewarding your time, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without just taking too long? Turns out you can't. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show just that quick. If you enjoy the show when you are ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
Making time. It's one of those expressions that's always sort of frustrated me when I hear people use it. You know, I'm going to make time for this. I'm going to make time for you. I'm going to make time for myself. You hear people say this all the time. And don't get me wrong. I understand what people actually mean by that. They don't actually mean that they're going to create time. But that's what bothers me about it, is there is this sort of implied statement there that you're creating time for something. And the truth is, time is one of those things that I think it's important to recognize deep down emotionally that we cannot create time. We all have the same 168 hours a week to do things with. We all have the same amount of time each day to do things with. It's not about creating time. It's not about making more time. Now, granted, you don't know how much time you have on this earth. Any of us could go at any moment in time. And that's even more why it's important to grab a hold of the time that you have and to do things with it that you really want to do. Things where you won't look back later and feel guilty or frustrated or upset with yourself that you didn't do the things that were the most important, and instead you wasted time on things that you later regret. You know, the expression making time at a fundamental level is just never true. You cannot make time. If you do have that power, let me know, because I want to become your friend so that you can help make time for me as well and allow me to do more. I wish I had a magic machine that allowed me to have an extra day each week to get things done, but we don't. So I think it's important emotionally that you reframe making time and instead begin to think about this in terms of making a priority. That you sit down and you think about, what is the central thing in my life? What is the one thing that I need to focus on at this moment in time? What is the one thing that I need to get done this day or this hour or this minute? And if you make a priority out of something, then by definition, you need to put that into your time, and you made time for it. That's really what people mean by that expression. When they say, I'm going to make time for myself, What they're saying is, I'm going to make self-care a priority for me. I'm going to make it something that I pay attention to. I'm going to make it something that I make sure I include in my day and my week. If I'm going to make time for a person, it means I'm going to focus some of my attention on that person. I'm going to make sure that I include time with that person in my schedule, in my activities, in my plans for the day, for the hour, for the week. That's really what we mean. We mean make a priority. I've actually told people before, every time you say, I don't have time to do something, if you replace that with the phrase, this is not a priority, it helps you reframe whether or not that really is something that you need to, quote, make time for or not. So instead of thinking about making time for things, which generally causes a lot of stress and causes us to feel frustrated, it's more often expressed as sort of a complaint. I don't have time for that. I can't make time for that. Then it is a thing where you're looking at it and going, I have made time for something in a good way. Generally, for most of us, it tends to be more of a complaint than a compliment. So instead, begin to think about your priorities, begin to think about your values, begin to think about what is actually the most important thing for you to be doing right now, at this moment in time. What is the next most important thing that you need to do in the next moment in time? And when you begin to reframe that, it begins to become easier. Because the truth is, you know, we have to balance our time all of the time. We have to look at the ebbs and flows in our life. There are times where I'm very available for people and able to help out and spend time with people, but I can't do that each and every day. And often, sometimes I'm having to say no to something or someone that's very important to me. And I feel guilty and I feel shameful and I feel like I should not have done this, that there has to be a way of making enough time so that I can fit all of these things that are equally important into my life. But sometimes that just can't happen. It's just not possible. There aren't enough hours in the day. And you find yourself saying no to something that's very important because there's something else that has to happen instead. It's either more important, or it's more pressing, or there's something else going on. Sometimes it's because you have to take care of yourself. You have to say no to someone else. Sometimes it's because you have to take care of something else that you have to say no. But saying no becomes a very important step in rebalancing your time. And what's interesting is if you find yourself saying no to something over and over and over again, then perhaps that thing is no longer a priority, no longer something you want to include in your life, and you can eliminate it. If, on the other hand, it is something that's very important to you and very important that you keep in your life, but you occasionally have to say no, then hopefully, over time, you can find a way to balance that, and you can say yes more than you say no. That's how we begin to reprioritize and rebalance the way we spend time. It's slowly, over time. It's incremental. It's not all at once. Of course, it can be hard sometimes when you're dealing with other people, especially if you're dealing with people who are very important to you, who you care about, who you love deeply, because it's never easy to say no to someone you care about. And sometimes you have to, and that can always hurt, and it can hurt the other person too. And that's where you hope that, you know, the two of you together, you can come to a mature relationship. And no, I'm not talking about anything that's happened in my own life or anything else, but this is the sort of thing that goes on all of the time. I see clients who are dealing with it. I have dealt with it in my own life at various times. I see friends and family members who deal with it, where it's a struggle to balance your time because you want to say yes to everything. But the key is to focus on those things that you can say no to. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. You know, doing these things, making choices, is always about saying yes to the most important things and then saying no to everything else. And it shouldn't be all the time that you say no to the exact same things, unless you have identified that that thing is no longer central, no longer important. It's something that needs to be eliminated. And then you can say no all of the time. You can say no permanently. and delegate it or dump it or get rid of it, eliminate it in some way from your life. But more often than not, instead, what you find is balance is about ebbs and flows. Balance is about give and take. Balance is about sometimes you're saying yes to something and sometimes you're saying no. But over the long haul, you say yes most often to the things that are most important. So I encourage you to look at what you're spending your time on. Really take a look at it. And then begin to identify the things that you need to say no to so that you can say yes to those things that are most important. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of time, be sure to sign up for our Stewardship of Time Tips series by going to inspiredstewardship.com/time or texting 44222 time tips, and that'll get you our best tips on stewarding your time. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.